Why weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 37, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 13. Tonight, overcast skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 18. 2 to 4 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Dodge City, along with one of the city commissioners, are officially responding to a lawsuit that is challenging the at-large method of elections that occur within Dodge City limits. As KWCH News reports, that the group is calling themselves the Voting Rights Advocates and claim that the city's current election method unlawfully dilutes the voting power of the Latino residents in the community. The lawsuit has officially been filed into federal court on Thursday last week and was brought to the courts by the UCLA Voting Rights Project, the ACLU of Kansas, American Civil Liberties Union, and the Cleary Gottlieb Steen and Hamilton LLP. The plaintiffs include two Latino residents of Dodge City who live in the area and claim that as the city of Dodge City is growing, Latino residents make up 65% of the total population, 59% of the voting age population, and 46% of the citizens' voting age population. They say, however, that no Latin preferred candidates have been elected to the five-member Dodge City Commission. Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas chapter of the Americans for Prosperity Foundation has urged Kansas Attorney General to investigate the Department of Commerce and possibly open record violations. As WIBW reports that the organization filed the Kansas Open Records Act complaint against the Department of Commerce after it failed to provide documents requested more than a year prior. The Americans for Prosperity organization indicated that the 2021 CORA request sought access to all internal and external studies or reports, project feasibility studies, and emails regarding the STAR bond program in the state. And according to the organization, the department did provide small batches of the request several months later, but it has yet to receive the final batch of records. They say along with demanding the department to provide the rest of the emails, they are requesting the Attorney General's office open investigation into how the KDOC responds to CORA requests, including their own request. They began the investigation after the organization said the STAR bonds were a corporate welfare program that allowed private development projects to be financed by government bonds backed by taxpayers.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of 4 new select Michelin winter passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. For those that may have been stuck in with some of the extreme weather from the end of last week, the city of Chadron has given their residents until today to pay their utility bills. And city officials say that will allow individuals to avoid braving the streets to make the payments to avoid a late penalty. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports that customers have until 5 p.m. today in order to pay, or you can call the city utilities office at 308-432-0505. The announcement came after the extreme winter weather and the intense snow that fell at the end of the week. In other news, 51-year-old Melissa Gransky has been convicted of willful failure to collect or pay employment taxes to the IRS. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that she has been sentenced to 5 years probation, 10 weekends of intermittent confinement, and $58,000 in restitution, along with a $100 special assessment fee. The investigation began in October of 2017 when the IRS officers noticed that she had unpaid tax debt for failing to pay payroll taxes. Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Democratic Committee met Thursday and nominated Ruth Martin to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring as Register of Deeds. Martin has served as Deputy Register and worked in the Marshall County office these past several years. She will assume the remainder of the term through 2024 if approved by the governor. Public Works Administrator presented Marshall County Commissioners with a public notice of a proposed vacation of a county road in Bigelow Township. That is scheduled Monday, December 27th at 9 a.m. Public Works has been working with Temps Disposal in regards to a change in the way the county does recycling. Currently, Marysville, Axtell, Frankfort, and Valley Heights own their own recycling trailers that are being pulled and disposed of by the county recycling coordinator. Some of the trailers are not in the best of shape, and the entities are having issues insuring them. Temps will buy 4 recycling trailers to put at the locations, making recycling available 24/7, and the county will pay a monthly rental fee and will pay for each time the trailer is dumped. This will eliminate the Saturday morning recycling drop-off. Commissioners agreed to move forward with the plan. Washington County Commissioners discussed miscommunication about ambulance services being shut down if they go countywide. A decision as to how to move forward has not been finalized. It was suggested a board be established to recommend an oversight person for the 4 ambulance services. Funding and staffing remain to be decided. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request to list phone numbers and/or emails on the county website for planning and zoning members. There had been some constituents who tried to find the numbers and were unable. A motion to that effect died for lack of a second after board members noted they had no negative feedback currently, and the chair does a good job being point of contact. Another similar motion failed 2-5. Planning and zoning postponed a meeting on solar regulations until January to review a request by the public present at the planning meeting and hearing held December 6th. 2 drivers at the GP plant north of Blue Rapids got into an altercation Friday, resulting in arrest of the pair and a lockdown at the plant. A man and woman reportedly were involved near the front gate, and authorities had received a call that the woman was coming from Marysville with a shotgun, which she apparently pointed at the man. They were arrested, and charges have not been filed as yet. The two were not associated with the Georgia Pacific plant, which was locked down for safety of employees who gathered at a safe area until authorities arrived. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office took a report of theft by deception. An unknown person posing as an individual's granddaughter requested payment of several $1,000s in cash for bond money. It was determined this was a scam and involved a man and a woman posing as a granddaughter and her attorney.
1,000 barrels of oil released from a pipeline break in Washington County has been recovered, with some 400 response team personnel now on site. A unified command team, including TC Energy, the EPA, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment, continue efforts to recover, clean up, and investigate the situation. Sabotage has been ruled out, and there is no timeline established as to completion or restart. 14 landowners are being compensated, among those directly affected, and indirectly for use of property to allow for access and cleanup. Drinking water has not been compromised, and there have been no problems with air quality. 4 miles of Mill Creek were reportedly affected from the pipeline leak, which occurred December 8th. A Wetmore man was killed and a passenger injured in a fatality accident Friday afternoon in Lyon County. 79-year-old Wayne Sigenhagen lost control on I-335 and his vehicle rolled several times, with the driver dead at the scene. And a passenger, 76-year-old Anna Sigenhagen, injured in the accident. She was transported to Topeka Hospital with serious injuries. Again, the fatality, Wayne Sigenhagen. The injury, Anna Sigenhagen of Wetmore. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds Tuesday, December 20th, is deadline for payment of 2022 first half property taxes, which may be paid in person at the Treasurer's Office, at most local banks, by mail, or online at marshallcoks.org. Taxpayers reminded to include their payment stubs. Tuesday, December 20th, deadline for property tax payments. Marvin E. Red Aiden, age 94, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior St. John Lutheran Cemetery, rural Wymore, with the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Red Aiden. Richard A. Johnson, age 74, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial at a later date. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Richard Johnson. Ernest F. McKeever, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Beatrice. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Ernest McKeever. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. Henry W. Coolman, age 93, of Lynn, passed away December 11th. Private memorial services will be held at a later date with the Neil Swinson Rook Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Henry Coolman. Dr. Richard E. Bramlage, age 74, passed away December 15th. Funeral arrangements pending with Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dr. Richard Bramlage.
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying much cooler throughout this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. There will be a few chances for some precipitation, a chance for some rain and snow showers today, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid 20s and lower 40s. Cooling down quickly overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Cooler on Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. And mostly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Another slight chance for some snow on Wednesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and mid-20s. And snow showers become likely over Wednesday night with our lows in the negative teens. Northeast winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Snow showers possible throughout the day on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs just above and below zero. North winds still between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. And some sunshine on Friday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42, record high on this date, 67. The average low, 22, and the record low, 13 below zero.
Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:07.
December's halcyon days are said to occur about this time of year. We will share a few reflections on the value of peace and stillness on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. Actor Jake Gyllenhaal has a birthday, and Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol was first published on this date in 1843. About this time of year, a few days before or after the solstice, a period of relative quiet and stillness often descends. It's known as the halcyon days of December. But it's not just about the weather. We prefer to think of it as a state of mind. It's the perfect opportunity to reflect on the season, review the year gone by, and envision our hopes for the year to come. So enjoy December's halcyon days in your own way. Allowing yourself some peace and stillness can only leave you refreshed and invigorated for the festivities still to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated reminds everyone of the soldiers that will be away from their homes this holidays. So let's share some cheer by sending care packages filled with lots of goodies. Merry Christmas from the proud military supporters at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated. Over 40 years of service. OCZ's Paintworks hopes everyone can send Christmas cards, letters, and care packages to the troops this holiday season. These brave men and women stand in defense of America. Thank you and have a very Merry Christmas, everyone. From the proud military supporters at OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca.
Kansas from Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a nail-biter to the end, but it was an overtime victory for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday as they took on the Houston Texans, winning 30-24 in overtime.
He's got a first and 10. McKinnon, Brown, a block, and a block. We're opening the door. The game is over. Touchdown run, McKinnon. The Chiefs have won.
It was that 30-yard rush by McKinnon that put the Kansas City Chiefs over the top, putting them at 11-3 for the overall season. The Houston Texans are still at the bottom of the AFC South, sitting now 1-12 overall. The Kansas City Chiefs have three games left of the regular season. They're now headed back home with a game on Christmas Eve with kickoff at noon at home against the Seattle Seahawks. After that, it's the two big rivalries of the season against the Denver Broncos on New Year's Day, followed by their final game of the season on the road at Las Vegas against the Raiders. The Chiefs are still number one in the AFC West with the Raiders at number three. The Broncos number four with a record of 4-10.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running on a route, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy.
Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
College hoops back in action across the state of Kansas over the weekend after a week off for both KU and the Kansas State Wildcats. Starting off for the Jayhawks, they won on Saturday, taking on number 14, the Indiana Hoosiers, winning 84-62. The victory put the Jayhawks up another point in the AFC's top 25 poll, sitting number 8 nationally. They also maintain their slot as number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 10-1 in their overall season. They remain at home this week with their next tip-off on Thursday evening against Harvard. Their last game of the year will be on the next week on Saturday, the 31st of December at 1 p.m. against Oklahoma State. That one also at home. In Kansas State basketball, they also had a big victory over Nebraska this weekend with a victory 71-56 over the Cornhuskers. They remain at home with their long stint at home with their next tip coming up on Wednesday this week against Radford. They are tied neck and neck with the Jayhawks in the Big 12 Conference, also sitting 10-1 for the overall season and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference. Finally, in Shocker basketball, they fell to Oklahoma State over the weekend 59-49. They're at home on Thursday against Texas Southern.
Monday night basketball, Hanover hosting Diller O'Dell live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort is home to Blue Valley.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
Don't let winter or a lack of outdoor growing space stop you from gardening year-round. Add some greenery indoors and elevate your mood, reduce stress, and improve your indoor air quality. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost the flavor and nutrition of winter meals by growing microgreens and herbs in a sunny window or under artificial lights. Energy and space-efficient LED lights help increase indoor growing success. Set a few plants on or near your desk or other workspace. They'll help reduce stress when working at your desk or tackling homework at the end of a long day. Take advantage of your bathroom's high humidity. Grow ferns, orchids, bromeliads, and other humidity-loving plants in this space. Grow lavender, rosemary, chamomile, and other soothing herbs in your bedroom. Just give the plants a pet to release their fragrance into the air before crawling into bed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
In 1857, rumors of rebellion made it to the Oval Office. President James Buchanan ordered troops to head to the trouble spot. Soon, one-third of the entire nation's army was on the move to squash the rebels. The trouble spot that required a third of the U.S. Army may surprise you. And is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta, the Chesapeake, Nebraska, and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The President of the United States took the news from the West very seriously.
In 1857, the federal government, who was under the Buchanan administration, had received rumors, especially from the federal judges who had been sent here to Utah, that there was a Mormon rebellion, that the Mormons were rebelling against any federal authority in the territory.
Mark Trotter says those federal judges in the Utah Territory had difficulty working with the Mormon pioneers, and the settlers didn't seem to respect the authority of the judges. The story grew to a full-blown rebellion by the time it got to the White House.
Thinking that was the case, Buchanan, along with Secretary of War John Floyd, mustered up the army, which was nearly a third of the United States Army at that time, to head to Utah and stop this so-called Mormon rebellion that was going on.
So in 1857, one-third of the standing U.S. Army, 3,500 soldiers, left Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and began the trek over 1,000 miles overland to the Salt Lake Valley. It took them over a year to make it.
They started to Utah, and Brigham Young and the Mormons knew that they were coming, and so had sent men out to delay the army from getting into Utah. And they did that by burning their supply wagons, scattering their livestock, burning the prairie in front of them, which slowed them down enough that they didn't make it to Utah that winter of 57. They ended up in the Fort Bridger area of Wyoming, and that's where they were for the winter.
Some believe there may have been a conspiracy between the Secretary of War and Brigham Young to draw one-third of the army to the Utah Territory. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Fairfield, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
Snow and ice can be an issue for livestock that are out grazing for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Many producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and icy conditions can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
A heavy, wet snow is harder to dig through than dry fluff. If it drifts or sits around and compresses or forms a crust, they'll have issues with that as well. He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. Once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170, or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
Growing up, my parents would always drive us around one evening to look at Christmas lights. We'd sing some Christmas carols, spend time together in the car, and we'd look in awe at these amazing light displays. It was a wonderful tradition and something my husband and I do with our kids every year. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While family traditions typically stay the same for an extended period of time, there are some traditions that ebb and flow as families and life circumstances change. It reminds me of how our financial picture can change as we experience things like marriage, career changes, starting a family, or retiring. It can be wise to have a financial strategy in place, one that encompasses a plan for saving, spending, and sharing. And just like traditions change, so will your financial strategy. So be sure to review it on a regular basis to make sure it's meeting your current and your future needs. By doing so, you'll achieve financial clarity so you can live with more purpose.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance and TV Store in Beatrice have hundreds and hundreds of furniture, appliance, and TVs in stock for immediate pickup with a few delivery spots open before Christmas. Ashley has a recliner starting at $299, sectionals at $999, washer and dryer sets $999 per set. As always, free shipping to your house on qualifying purchases over $299 within 100 miles of a store. Plus interest free until 2024 at Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Looking at soil management from an ethical perspective today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
If you consider soil to be inanimate dirt, then today's story about ethical soil management may not make much sense to you. However, if you look at soil as a living thing, as Tom Sauer does, then managing soil includes an ethical component. Sauer works for the USDA Agricultural Research Service. He says it's a necessary mindset if we're going to improve soil management.
We need to think beyond economics as the sole decision-making aspect of soil management. But I totally get it. People need to make a living. It needs to be sustainable in all aspects. And one of the aspects of agriculture's sustainability is the economic aspect.
Sauer refers to the argument that it costs money to implement soil health practices. In a webinar aimed at soil health professionals, he says there's value in looking beyond the initial costs.
I wouldn't give up on an operator or a landowner who has that perspective. I mean, that's the reality of their situation, and I can't put myself in their shoes, so to speak, to know all of the factors that they need to weigh in their decisions, right? So I respect that. But I think you can still encourage them to think about the long view, if you will.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Kim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated wishes their customers, families, and friends a very Merry Christmas and hope the holiday season is filled with love and laughter. From everyone here at Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. It's that time of year, and Vance Gerdes Funeral Home hopes you and yours feel the love, peace, and joy that come with the spirit of the Christmas season. Enjoy the happy cheer while making memories to cherish with your friends, family, and loved ones. Have a happy holiday season, everyone. From Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell. Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated wishes everyone in Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas a Merry Christmas. From Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated in Beatrice, We service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's a look at your Ag News for this Monday, December the 19th. Well, we reflect upon the year with Dan O'Brien from Kansas State University. And, Dan, it was quite the year.
I think the Ukraine-Russia war caused a tremendous amount of worry that we really saw in the spring and gave us such tremendously high prices. We've come down off of some of those highs. As I don't know that there's any less risk coming out of that situation, but at least there's not as much outright panic in the markets. They've kind of grown accustomed to the volatility of it all, apparently. And, of course, there's been the UN-brokered trade corridor. They still have problems back and forth on that, and just not anything solved by any stretch. But at least it's not quite so frontal of a panicky response on the world's part. And all the supply chain issues throughout the year, that certainly affected us. We saw that in the fertilizer market. We'll talk about that a little bit more later here today. Then for us in Kansas and on into the Western Corn Belt, we certainly had dry conditions, and we saw that front and center on our wheat crop, and that's still a factor now heading off into not just the 2022 crop, but what our expectations might be for the 2023. It seems to be the new normal is that, man, everything's up in the air. So we find ourselves on yesterday's close with May 2023 corn closing at 653 and a quarter, and we're not shocked by that. It's 653. That's sideways to lower from where we were this year. Back when we were at 450 to $5, that this would have been a panacea, but not quite. And I would say that trend of late, actually a little bit of an uptrend for the March contract. Over the last 2 to 3 weeks, we had gotten down to 630 or so. That's kind of in the mode of waiting to see what happens. It'll be really interesting to see after the first of the year.
And this is your Ag News. I'm F. Agan.
Tis the season, and Rusty Egg Ford has a certified pre-owned vehicle you're looking for with the Boot Ford Advantage. You'll find a huge selection of certified vehicles, all mixed models, including certified Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, Kia, and more. All back with comprehensive lease and 24/7 roadside assistance. Purchase of 7 years or 1,000 miles, and financing offers available as low as 0.99% APR. Each and every one of our certified vehicles pass a detailed multi-point inspection by a factory-certified technician. Get your certified pre-owned vehicle with up to 7 years or 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR financing on gold certified upon credit approval with Ford credit up to 36 months payment of $27.78 per thousand. Financing cannot be combined with any other offer or advertised special, expires month end.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Snow and ice can be an issue for grazing livestock. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Many
producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and ice can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Knowing how to handle wintry conditions is critical for success. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. Once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff. It is Monday, December the 20th. Markets are in holiday mode right now. You know, a wetter and cooler forecast for Argentina has been affecting the markets. The war in Ukraine, obviously, and U.S. exports influencing the markets as well. And everybody's looking forward to that January USDA crop report. So we have what we have, and it's going to be this way until probably the first week, maybe 2 weeks of January. Right now, you're looking at corn for March at 646 and a quarter. That's down 6 3/4. May corn at 647, and that's down 6 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March, 838 1/2. That's down 5 1/2. Kansas City wheat for May at 832 1/4, and that's down 5 3/4. March oats at 332 1/4. That's down 6 1/4. May oats at 331 1/4, and that's down 7 currently. January soybeans at 1463 1/2, that's down 16 1/2. March soybeans 1466 1/4, that's down 17 1/2. Cotton for March, 84.50 is your current price, that's up $2.58. And cotton for May, 84.33 is the current price, that's up $2.25. Live cattle for December, right now 155.27, that's up 22 1/2 cents. Live cattle for February at 156 1/2, that's up 27 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 182.32, that's down $1.45. Feeder cattle for March at 184.17, and that's down 52 1/2 cents. Crude oil for January, 75.70 right now, that's up $1.41. Crude oil for February, 75.95, that's up $1.49. Wall Street right now, Dow Jones down 96, S&P down 21, NASDAQ down 109. That's your market information.
There's more at Seven Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. More payday. Seven Clan's awarded one winner a $50,000 grand prize in our progressive drawing. More jackpots. Over $4 million every month paid out in jackpots. More benefits. The more you play with your Seven Clan's reward card, the more you earn. And more fun. Exciting concerts, unique events, and family getaways at our spacious hotel and indoor water park. There's more at Seven Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast,
I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Over the course of the last several decades, armadillo populations in Kansas have greatly increased. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett with K-State Research and Extension. K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts has observed these changes firsthand.
I grew up in southeast Kansas in Labette County, about 18 miles from Oklahoma. And during my lifetime, I saw armadillos go from just having a few reports here and there to becoming relatively abundant. When I was in junior high and even probably before junior high in the 90s, I remember going to Oklahoma to do our back to school shopping. It was always a treat at that time to see dead armadillos on the side of the road because I was interested in wildlife. And that's really the only time I saw them. By the time I graduated high school in the late 90s, we started seeing armadillos hit on the road in that southern tier of counties in Kansas. And then by the time I graduated college in the early 2000s, I remember seeing them all the time and feeling like we were almost overrun with them.
Ricketts goes on to explain that while disease is a risk with armadillos, there's little to fear when animals are properly handled.
Armadillos are a known carrier of leprosy. This is, you know, from biblical times, a really scary disease, right? But it is 100% curable with a three-drug cocktail. But the likelihood of leprosy being transmitted from an armadillo to a human is really, really low. Direct contact is the most likely way that it could be transmitted. And the main thing to remember is if you have to handle an armadillo because you trap one or something like that, then use normal hygienic procedures like wearing gloves while you're handling it, washing your hands once you're done, and those sorts of things. So we shouldn't fear armadillos because of the fact that they can carry leprosy.
The wildlife expert ends with advice on how to properly handle armadillos when deemed necessary.
If we do need to trap an armadillo, there are a couple of different options. If we're in a rural setting and discharge of firearms is something that's legal and safe, then oftentimes shooting armadillos is the easiest and most humane way to control them. You know, gunshot to the head is a AVMA recommended method of euthanasia. If we're in a town, however, that's usually not legal and it may not be safe. So then we resort to trapping. The challenge with this is that armadillos don't respond very well to the lures and baits that we can put out. So trapping with regular cage traps needs to be assisted by what we would call drift fence. Drift fence is going to be basically a funnel so that an armadillo hits that fence, funnels into the trap, and then they're going to be caught.
Once again, that was K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts sharing insight on Kansas armadillos and how to safely handle them if needed. Once again, I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Celebrate the holidays at the Knights of Lights, a Renaissance Christmas extravaganza. A light spectacle like no other, featuring dinner for two in an igloo, Santa Claus, games, rides, contests, food, crafts, and the world's largest rocking horse. Surprise goodie bags for the whole family, even your dog. Win spectacular door prizes every weekend. The best Yuletide festivity in Kansas. Weekends now through New Year's Eve. Information and tickets at kcrenfest.com.
Thank you.
health insurance? NECAP Inc. can help. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15. Call Michaela Clock at 785-742-2222, extension 170, to make your appointment today, or go online at kansascares.org.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.